Good morning, 752.
As WTOP was first to report, several D.C. council members favor copying New York City by restricting the sizes of sugary drinks sold in the district. Our dueling commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, put down their big gulps to chime in. We start this morning with Cal Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. Is there nothing that government considers beyond its reach? It's bad enough New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg managed to get a tax on supersized drinks through his city council, but does D.C. have to follow his bad example? Has the D.C. council managed to reduce murders and other crime so it's got time on its hands to fool with sugary drinks? What about potholes and snow removal? How are they doing with that? Not too well, it seems, in past years. Schools? Lots of improvement needed there. How about ethical behavior in office? I don't have enough time for that one. What about personal responsibility to eat right, exercise, and do what's best for your health? The nanny state and city grows ever larger. Maybe we, the taxpayers, ought to put government on a diet and tell them to shape up or vote them out.
All right, Cal, thanks. Now we hear from Bob Beckel.
I commute between Washington and New York City each week. New Yorkers will argue about anything, from the Yankees to the Mets, from the Giants to the Jets, living on the East Side versus the West Side. You name it, you'll find New Yorkers on two sides of just about anything. In fact, the only thing New Yorkers ever agree on is how bad the traffic is. Then Mayor Michael Bloomberg convinced the city council to put restrictions on the size of soft drinks. Suddenly it seemed New Yorkers had something to agree on besides bad traffic. Everyone I spoke to, rich, poor, and middle incomes, white, black, Chinese, Jewish, and Christian, all voiced loud boos for Bloomberg's proposal. Now I see WTOP has discovered that similar legislation to limit the size of soft drinks is seriously being considered by some members of the city council. Mayor Vincent Gray has said there may be good reasons to ban drink sizes. The purpose of these drink size limits is to address the issue of childhood obesity, which is important. But Washingtonians may soon rise up as one to protect their right to buy a big gulp. If the debate is anything like New York's, it will be a loud one.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. And you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.
It's 7:54.